Hi everyone, it's Cindy Rayfield. This is episode 3 of Practical Business Hacks from My Car. So I get my best ideas when I'm driving around in my car, and or something happens, I've just been into my salon, or I've just met with a client, and these ideas pop into my head. Or sometimes I'm listening to other podcasts, which, by the way, people who listen to podcasts, their brains expand phenomenally. So I would suggest that if you want to get some really great ideas, just go out there and listen to a ton of productivity and business podcasts. It's amazing what it does for your brain. But back to my topic for today, I'm going to talk about why a business, when it first opens, has no value. Whether it's a brand new startup business or a franchise business, which I'm going to tell you right now, it hurts the feelings of my new franchise clients. Your franchise has no value the day you open the door. It's really hard to understand because you've paid all this money. And even when you start your own business, you're thinking, I've poured all my life and soul and my money into it. But your business has no value without this very important thing. And that is a list. If you don't have a client list, if you don't have names and phone numbers and emails, if you're not growing your client list, your business has no value. So it sounds really weird. And I listened to this fact on a podcast that I was listening to a few years ago. Facebook bought, they bought Instagram. Okay, so let's think about this. The people at Facebook, are they not smart enough to come up with something like Instagram, something that they can compete with? Why would they go out and buy Instagram? What would the purpose be when they could just make their own? They bought Instagram for the client list. Okay, that's why they did it. Somebody else had taken the time to put together a client list that Facebook wanted. That's why any business is bought or sold. So when you open your business, day one, it has no value because it doesn't have any customers. It just doesn't. So this is really hard to take in. It's hard to understand when you've put your whole heart and soul and sometimes your entire life savings into this to realize there's no value to it. There's no value till you start to grow that business, all right? Till you start to capture names, till you start to capture emails and phone numbers, has no value. So what you need to do as a business owner is day one, figure out how I can grow that list. So here's my hack. What I want you to do is start thinking about how you can actually grow your list. I don't want you to think necessarily in how much money's coming in. You can always do that. That's something that you can always do. But I want you to focus on something that you can measure, because when we focus on things that we can measure, that thing absolutely grows. So let's focus on growing the list. How many new clients came onto my list today? How many new clients came onto my list this month? How can I grow that? The minute you start focusing attention on how you can grow that list, it suddenly will start to grow. It's an interesting concept. That's what people are buying when they're buying your business. That's the only thing of value that your business has in the grand scheme of things, is your customer list. So think about how you can grow that. Does it mean doing some events? Going out, doing an event, have a guessing game at a table in a park that, you know, where you set up shop or you set up a table somewhere and you acquire names. The only reason you would ever do an event, like go set up a table or a booth at a vendor show, the only reason you're there is to grow your list. I want you to be very clear on that. If you are going to a trade show thinking that you're going to get business out of it, you're thinking about it wrong. You're doing it wrong. The only reason you're going there is to acquire names. And if you don't have a way to capture names when you have a table at an event, then you need to rethink that and figure it out. Your only reason is to capture leads and grow your list. So I want you to think about that. How are you going to capture names? So you can go to an event, you can set up a table, you can do it that way. You can set up a funnel on Facebook where people give you their name and their phone number. If you are a retail business like mine, where people come in and they give you their name and their phone number, their email when they set an appointment, that's great. That's a onesie-twosie way to do it. But how can you grow that list so that you're going to be in front of people more so that they'll sign up for what you have to sell? There's different ways that you can do that in a retail business. You can be giving something away for free, post it on Facebook, and have people give you their name and phone number. They don't even have to do business with you yet, but if you can capture their name and phone number and add it to your database, That's a great way to grow your list. So start thinking about how you can grow it. How can you measure that? How can you see how many new people have come onto your list today, and how can you expand that number? By default, that will grow your business. Okay, that's pretty important. So I want you all to think about that as you go out into the world and grow your business. The only thing of value that your business has is the customer list. Think of it that way. I know it's sad, but true. That is how you grow revenue, and that's what interests people when they want to buy a business. How can you increase that customer list, increase that customer base, so that there's value to your business? Figure that out, do all sorts of things to grow that list, and your business will grow by default. So, I hope this helped you all. Remember, I do these business tips from my car when I'm thinking about it, when I'm driving around town, because I spend a lot of business here, or do a lot of business here, spend a lot of time. It's almost like my second office. So, keep staying tuned to this. Hope you find this useful. And if you'd like, go ahead and send in your information. Comment on the notes for this. Comment on this podcast and tell me what you like. Tell me what you'd like to hear. I love giving practical business advice for the everyday business person. Again, this is where the value of what I bring to the table really unfolds, because I've done it. I've seen a lot of other people do it. I put a lot of people in business. So let's talk more. Thanks, people. Bye.